Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers history one day at a time. Today is March 26th, 2019. The day was March 26, 1812. On page 2 of the day's issue of the Boston Gazette, there was a drawing by illustrator Elkanah Tisdale with the headline, "The Gerrymander." The drawing was a satirical picture of the district that Massachusetts Governor Elbridge Gerry lived in. Gerry was a Democratic Republican, and his party, which controlled the legislature, had recently redrawn Massachusetts Senate districts in their favor to restrict the Federalist vote to a few districts. After Gerry signed the redistricting bill to create the misshapen districts in 1812, Federalists viewed the new carved-up map as an extension of his partisanship. Federalists criticized the bill, calling the districts carvings and manglings. Drawing congressional district boundaries for political gain had been done before, and Gerry did a lot of other notable stuff in his lifetime, like being vice president, but his legacy lives on in his name's relation to gerrymandering. Gerry got his start in politics relatively early. In 1772, he was elected to the General Court of Massachusetts. In 1775, he was elected to the Continental Congress, where he urged the other delegates to declare independence from Britain. In the next year, Gerry signed the Declaration of Independence and was elected to the Second Continental Congress. From 1783 to 1785, he served in the Congress of the Confederation. He served in the House of Representatives from 1789 to 1793. Gerry was governor of Massachusetts from 1810 to 1812, and after he lost re-election to the governorship, he became vice president to President James Madison. Over the years, Gerry had some bold opinions that he stood firmly by. He believed the elite should lead the country, he opposed British rule, and he called for an end to partisanship among Democratic Republicans and Federalists. He supported the Great Compromise, an agreement that states reached on congressional representation, and he believed that the Constitution the Constitutional Convention had drafted was not sufficient and needed amendments in a Bill of Rights. And he fought for checks and balances in government. But the part of Gerry's career that he's most associated with is not his role in the founding of the nation or the creation of the Constitution, but for his role in signing a redistricting bill in Massachusetts during his short stint as governor. Gary had come to think that the Federalists wanted to restore the monarchy and that their opposition to President Madison's foreign policy was basically treasonous. And he did start taking actions that aligned with those feelings, like when he replaced Federalists in state government jobs with Democratic Republicans. Apportionment, or the way legislative seats are distributed among districts, is supposed to provide for equal representation across the board. So when the Democratic Republicans redrew districts not to follow county boundaries, but to bring more power to their party, Federalists cried partisanship and pointed to Gary's anti-Federalist stance. Gary didn't really support the redistricting either, but it didn't seem to violate the Constitution. This adherence to the Constitution and his worry about the Federalist closeness to Britain likely swayed him to approve the new Frankenstein's monster districts on February 11, 1812. There's debate over where the term gerrymander truly originated. Gary's district was long and slender, and someone could have said it looked like a salamander, while someone else retorted it was a gerrymander, rather. Another version of the origin story says painter Gilbert Stuart drew the wings and head on the district on a visit to a newspaper office. Either way, the drawing that showed up in the Boston Gazette on March 26th was accompanied by an article that began, "The horrid monster of which this drawing is a correct representation appeared in the county of Essex during the last session of the legislature." Somehow or another, the gerrymander was born, and the Democratic Republicans got a larger state Senate majority in the 1812 election, though the Federalists got over 1,000 more votes. Gary died in 1814, but the word gerrymander caught on, eventually morphing to gerrymander. Today, the word gerrymandering has a negative connotation, and the practice is typically viewed as a shady tactic in the U.S. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to learn more about Gary and gerrymandering, listen to the Stuff You Missed in History Class episode called Elbridge Gary's Monstrous Salamander. If there are any upcoming days in history that you'd really like me to cover on the show, give us a shout on social media at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks for joining me on this trip through time. See you here in the exact same spot tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.